Our first question today is an email question, and it goes like this. I'm probably jumping the gun, but do I understand this right? Do you mean that I should be giving my attention to what I have so that it'll get to be more, so that it will increase? Well, that is where you can start. And it's a good question. It's a good place to start. It's a good place to begin. But we don't really recommend that you give your attention to something with a goal. We recommend you give your attention to something because there's something delicious to be noticing. But more than anything else, what we're really talking about is the difference between observation and giving your attention. Observing something as though you're a neutral party is not very helpful, particularly when it comes to money. And we really do recommend that instead of counting your money and saying, this is what I've achieved, that if you want to count your money, that you count your money and say, this is where I'm beginning. This is what's starting off. We had a conversation with a friend of ours not too long ago who was talking about the fact that they were beginning to notice that there was kind of this thing that they were doing. And then when they had decided that what they were doing, this is someone who works for themselves, that what they were doing when they were selling a certain product, that when they got on a roll with that product being sold, they began to notice that this was where they were starting, that today's sales was, let's say, they had sold 200 widgets. And then but they knew that that was just where things were getting started. But they said also that they had this other thing going on, which is that they thought that their sales went in cycles. And so on the one hand, they had this idea of giving their attention to the, and we didn't use that terminology in the conversation, but this is the application of the idea that you're asking about. That when they gave their attention to the fact that today was 200 widgets, tomorrow would be more because that's the way this works, that part worked really well. But then they had sort of on the back end of the, what they were expecting to experience was that this would be a cycle. So there would be an upswing, and then it would maybe hold there for a little while, and then it would crest and fall. And in fact, the reason they asked us the question was because they had heard us talk about energy rising and falling. And they said, well, that's kind of what's happening with my sales. And we said, no, that's not what we're talking about at all. Your sales are effects. The energy we're talking about is actually your direct interaction with physical reality and where it's telling you where to go. You're talking about your observation of effect, and we're talking about your participation in the cause. Those are two completely different things. And although we understand why you would think of them as being similar, that you have the sales pattern and you have sort of an energy pattern when it comes to intentional manifesting, we do really want to point out they're two very different things. One is an observation. One is dealing with effect, and the other is actually direct interaction. That energy flow is actually not about good then bad. It's about a resonance and then dissonance. And dissonance is not bad. Dissonance tells you not here. It's like hotter, hotter, colder, colder. Like that. It's like that game where are you getting hotter? Are you getting hotter? Warmer, warmer, colder, colder. It's just telling you where you are in relationship to things. When you're directly interacting with something on an intentional level with conscious intent, you always know exactly where you are in relationship to everything. And what that means is not that you have a map, which is what so many people want, because they think that if they have a map, then they'll know where to go and what to do, and that that map will guide them. It's that you know where you are in relationship to everything. You know where you are so powerfully, you don't need a map. And in fact, a map is constraining. And so we said to our friend, the map of your idea of how your sales patterns work, that you have this cycle where you sort of had a run up and you did like advertising or whatever it was that you did that brought people to the door. And suddenly you're just selling widgets like crazy, and there's going to be a peak. You're going to do 200 today, 350 tomorrow, 400 the next day, 425, then maybe 375, then 290, then 180, then 17. And you'll say, oh, well, that's my cycle. I have this big run up, it lasts for about a week, and then it's over. And we would really suggest you walk away from that analysis, unless it delights you. And our friend said, well, it doesn't delight me at all. And we said, well, then you don't need to keep doing that. And then they said, so what is it that you're saying? I'm going to have eternally increasing sales? And we said, no, probably not. But we would get out of the business of defining what they are, because you don't want to continuously sell this one widget forever. You probably want to have a contrasting experience that shows the diversity of what you're selling. Or new ideas come to you and you have new widgets to sell, or something like that. And maybe you do end up just selling the same widget over and over and over again. And that's good. That's fine. As long as you want to do that, it will keep happening. But what's happening now is that you've determined what you believe to be the power of observation, the actual way in which all of this works. And what we're suggesting, and again, we didn't use this language, what we're suggesting is that you use the power of giving your attention and say, this is what is happening today. And as good as this is, it's only going to get better and better tomorrow. It is very powerful indeed to say, I have a lot, and as much as I have, I've got more coming. This is on the increase. It is continuously expanding, and it is, in fact. In that conversation, we stumbled across the real basis of what was going on with our friend, that they were offended by the idea that they would sell too many widgets. And what offended them is not that they would sell too many, but that they would be perceived as being sort of in a rut. They wanted to be continuously creative and always creating something new. So the idea of selling too many of one thing was a real bummer, to quote our friend, because they didn't really want to be known for this one thing. They wanted to be known for this wide variety of things. And we said, well, wouldn't it be nice if you just were selling a lot of all sorts of things, and not a lot as in 300 components comprising of several different elements, but rather 300 of this and 300 of that, 300 of this and 300 of that. As long as you can provide it, as long as what you're selling is something you actually have. And our friend explained, yes, actually, there's no limit to what I can sell because it's not physical. And we said, well, then you're in a great spot because you're just replicating the same thing over and over and over again. And they said, yes, that's exactly what it is, but I don't want to be known as the person who just did that. And we said, well, you don't have to do that. That's your observation again. You're looking at physical reality and judging yourself based upon conclusions you drew. And that's the difference. Again, we're using language for this series. That's the difference between giving your attention to what you desire and observing what is happening based upon what you think you're capable of getting. And the second part is very, very thick and very entangled, because it requires a lot of observation, it requires a lot of brain power, quote unquote, to understand and figure out. Whereas when you just simply are in the having of something and you're giving your attention to the fact that it's on the increase, that's very simple. Since it's none of your business how the increase occurs and what manner or mechanism or methodology is used for that increase to occur, that's the backstory that will come, likely, maybe not. And you'll just be sitting there looking at your sales charts getting higher and higher and higher. And our friend asked the question, and we're going through all of this because this actually directly answers the question you didn't ask us. So our friend then came to the question of, yes, but what happens over time when I begin to see sales fall? And we say, we're not going to answer that question, because we don't want to help you prepare for what you don't want. What we would instead rather suggest is that you give your attention to the fact that your abundance is sealed. It's here. It's now. You're in the middle of it. It's flowing through you. It's not bound. It's not bound to you, but it's sealed in the sense that, in the very deep metaphysical sense, that it's established and it's done. So what we would do if we were in your shoes is just simply say, I've got plenty, and as much as I have now, there's more and more coming. I'm selling lots and lots and lots of widgets, And as delightful and as delicious and as wonderful as they are, there's only going to be more and more and more being sold. Because that's the nature of what I do. I'm always selling more. So, we know that is not a direct answer to your question, because your question is, of course, you said you're jumping the gun, and we would say, yes, you're jumping the gun a little bit, but you're furthering the course of this series of conversations, which is delicious. But that is the answer to your question, and we believe, unless we're mistaken, that we've answered it in full. And if you have further that you wish to bring to the table, please do. So we thank you very much. Very powerful, very delicious, and very wonderful indeed.